My presentation deals with the complex relation between woman's status and identity, community formation, and cultural heritage. It's better now? Okay. The marriage rite serves as a frame for the analysis of the social and cultural transformation in the process of migration and persistence of certain rites. Often weddings are viewed as the celebration in the life of women. Nonetheless, it creates a bond for men and women. We will now look at a traditional wedding, which begins with the henna celebration among religious Jews of North African Irish origin, Tunisia, Gerber, Morocco, and Algeria, in Marseille, from mainly merchant families. The description is based on the data of my field research in Marseille. From 2006 to 2007, I did fieldwork, concluding participant and observation and interviews in a popular quarter of the city among religious Jews with North African origin. The following part documents and depicts the marriage cycle like I observed it among this population. The main part of the description is the data I collected while participant observation during a marriage from a Tunisian-Moroccan groom with a bride of German origins. The following part is presenting a possibility of reading and interpretation. The final part puts a description on a higher level of a general discussion about Jewish femurites in the Mediterranean. A marriage begins with an encounter between two parties, men, women, and their families. The engagement is the first serious step in the direction of a wedding. Let us now begin with examining the events of the marriage period. A traditional wedding, as it has been celebrated in North African countries, lasts for 2 weeks. Today, only prestigious families in France can afford such a costly celebration. Families without means have to shorten the festive cycle. This could mean that the henna celebration takes place in the evening of the main celebration after the religious rite, the chuppah. Usually the marriage cycle begins with the henna feast, and this is mostly celebrated the day of civil marriage. Generally, the marriage is approximately announced some months before and accurately as soon as the date of menstruation of the bride in the concerning months is predictable. The number of guests is smaller for the henna than for the main wedding celebration, but also here we can find about 20 to 200 people participating in the event concerning the capital of the bride family. It is the family of the bride that organized this event and have the charge, so it is mainly in their honor to choose the guests. For this event, a hall is rented. We find the families of the couple and its close friends around the guests. This festivity is declared as oriental part of the marriage celebration cycle. The party begins in the evening. Men are dressed in black suits. Women wear festive dress in style of modern oriental fashion, glamour, tulle, and shining colors. Religious women cover their head with a wig or a kerchief, which is banded around the head and never under the chin. The seating arrangements are in order of family relation. The first part of the evening consists of food and music. An oriental orchestra plays oriental tunes concerning the local origin of the bride. The Tunisian tunes have another rhythm than the tunes of Algeria, for example. A gathering service furnishes kasha food, also concerning local origins. In the Tunisian henna celebration, we find fennel salad, grilled fish, brick with eggs, harissa. Women and men does not dance in the same space. A movable wall separates the genders. The bride wears a colorful robe, in the German case, orange and pink, in modern oriental fashion, and always dance in the center, surrounded and admired by the other woman. So does the groom. Dance surrounded by the other men. From time to time, bride and groom are lifted up while sitting on chairs so that they can see and touch each other across the wall. The bride can change the side and be lifted up by the men so that the couple is floating hand in hand together for a while above their audience. During this performance, the bride rests in constant contact with the other woman by waving hands or sending hand kisses to them. Around midnight, the couple disappears in the back room to disguise in traditional costumes, as well as the very close family members. For a couple with Tunisian origins, the famous Tunisian songs, Here Comes the Bride, A la Roussin, will be played when the bride and the groom enters the hall in oriental costumes, which is the second part and climax of the evening. This song has become a nostalgic meaning after the migration for a Jewish as well for Muslim woman, both like to have it as ringtone for their mobile phones. The couple is sitting each on a sedan, carried in by brothers, cousins, and friends who are wearing costumes that should characterize them as oriental servants. Bride and groom are dressed in traditional oriental costumes with corresponding headdress. If the family of the bride is, as in our case, originally from Java, she will be adorned with a crown of gold, basket filled with traditional cookies baked by women of the family of the groom, and gifts are carried inside and exposed so that the disguised family pose around to take pictures. Also, the parent of bride and groom are dressed in oriental-like costumes. When bride and groom are placed on a platform which is decorated with pillows in the honor of the mother, it is in the honor of the mother of the bride and groom to distribute the henna paste. Every guest moves forward to the platform, express his congratulations to the family and couple, and receives a spot of henna on his palm, protected with a red cloth. After this celebration, the couple won't see each other for 1 week, up to the day of their religious marriage celebration, the chuppah. The evening before the religious celebration, the bride will visit the mikveh for purification. At this occasion, her female family members accompany her, as well as the woman of the family of the groom. It is a private celebration accompanied by consumption of traditional sweets. In the Tunisian Moroccan Jaban wedding case, the sisters of the groom's father had been excluded from the suite. They complained later bitterly that the wife of the brother didn't even inform them about the event. The day of the religious celebration is the most important and also the part who is the most in Occidental style of the marriage cycle. The chuppah is celebrated at noon in the garden of a synagogue, which is familiar to one of the concerning families. Appetizers like sandwich and pizza slice, soda drinks are prepared to be served after the celebration. Most people are dressed in modest style by modern fashion. The chuppah is arranged on a stage, the bride is dressed in white, and her arrival is the important moment and starting point of the rite. More than the groom, everyone is looking at her. Before the bride enters the territory of the synagogue, she is asked to read silently some benedictions for certain people from a piece of paper. The musician who is hired for the chuppah ceremony sings only Hebrew songs. The ceremony follows its official way according to the Jewish laws. After the first benediction, the groom placed the ring upon the forefinger of the bride's right hand. While the bride lifts her finger, the women are screaming the UU. Then reading of the ketubah, benediction under the talis, and breaking of the glass. Bride and groom are not kissing each other, and at the end, the rabbanim and men are dancing in a circle at the side of the chuppah stage. The guests are going into the synagogue to drink, eat, or leaving to go back to work. In the evening, there will be the big celebration with about 800 people. This party is much more official and also in a great hall, but this time the musicians are playing all kinds of music, English songs as well as modern pop songs from Israel. For the Tunisian-American Jaban wedding, there have been three orchestras, a black singer who sang blues and modern pop song, the Hebrew singer from the chuppah ceremony who were also playing some oriental songs, and the Hasidic star from Paris, Menachem Gubi, who were executing the most important part of the wedding. The ceremony starts with taking pictures of the couple and their guests. Also, some rabbanim participate at this celebration. The bride is dressed in white. Religious woman wears at this occasion as well a wig or a kerchief. In general, women are dressed in modern fashion and men in black costumes. Women and men dance separately. After this celebratory party, the couple is turning around for 1 week from invitation to invitation, being invited in the house of different family members. Their journey is ending with the Shabbat Chatan, Shabbat of the groom. This celebration marks the end of the marriage cycle. It can be seen as an antipode of the henna celebration, where the family of the bride takes the acting part. Here the groom and his family are in the center of the event. If the henna celebration means the female part of the cycle, the Shabbat of the groom is the male part. The groom reads finally again in the synagogue of his childhood, which is the synagogue of his father and where the groom had celebrated his bar mitzvah once. While he's reading the Torah passage in front of the community, the women are like they did for his bar mitzvah, shying sweet and candies at him and crying the yu-yu. While for a bar mitzvah, usually the mother are attracting the interest in the woman's space, she now had to share the social attention with her daughter-in-law. Most of the women were dressed in fashion and wearing a kerchief or a hat or a wig. The bride was dressed in a costume with a skirt in white and brown, which gave her the appearance of a certain maturity. From time to time, she was asked to show the others her wedding ring. The sister of the groom mother expressed her critic that the bride does not receive enough attention in the woman's space of the gallery. The groom mother excused herself that she didn't have enough time and help for preparation, which used the sister. When the young groom bought at Bilam, the community was singing Kol Israel Aleinu. Only a few women were following the prayer, like usually in the women's space, there were more gossip around them. Later, the participant crowd was invited for breakfast in the synagogue, which consisted of coffee, bread, and little pizza spices. The rabbi was holding a discourse in honor of the groom and remembers his bar mitzvah in the synagogue. Women and men were sitting separately at different tables. After the discourse, the men were singing for the couple some religious Hebrew tunes. Later, the close family members had been invited in the house of the parents of the groom, where they were served with taffina, the traditional North African Shabbat meal and oriental sweets, like dates filled with almond and surrounded with chocolate. An old clerk of the family, a Muslim with North African origins, came around to do the dishes. This service is offered to the old merchant families for free in memory of the good relation that the family supported with the employee, and is a good deed in the memory of the joint past of the common ancestors. That was the part of only observation. Now I briefly come to interpretation. The marriage cycle, as it is described above, lasts for 14 days. This duration of marriage celebration has been described in the discourse of an Ashkenazi rabbi in the research of Susan Stersert as folkloric, as a cultural survival of an ancient times. For my informants in Marseille, the traditional constancy characterized a marriage and the union coming out of it as a respectable engagement. The actors designed themselves and their families as guardians of an old tradition and inscribed themselves in the social universe of local Jewish family with North African origins who designated themselves proudly as Sephardic. The henna ceremony is arranged by the bride family and marks the opening of the festive cycle. The traditional North African society was marked by a very local residence organization, which meant that the couple moved generally to the parents of the husband. Today, we mainly can observe a neo-local residence. The couple moves to a new place and becomes more independent from its parents. The origins of the henna date from the traditional North African society, where the bride leaves her own family with marriage. She leaves and is provided with a dowry, which contains a part of the heritage. Jack Goody claims that Western regards often fail to understand the Oriental and Mediterranean societies and their system of heritage. It has often been oversight that women succeed in a different way than their brothers, which calls Goody the woman property complex. The ancient meaning of the henna celebration, arranged by the bride family, has to be seen in this context. We can see this primarily in the German tradition. The German society is known for its traditional aspect. The crown of gold worn by the bride signifies the ancient connection of heritage and henna celebration. Today, the crown passes from daughter to daughter, while other women, still older women, still possess of their crowns worn at their own henna celebration, the younger generation has to share it with their sisters. The henna is still the opening wreath of the marriage tickle, but it has become a nostalgic meaning. The highlight of the evening is the masquerade of the couple and their families and the following distribution of the henna paste. The ancient traditional oriental dress has become a folkloric disguise, while the woman dress and clothes of modern oriental fashion, which are incidentally also an adaptation of modern western style, the hairdress could be seen as a cultural syncretism with the wigs and the kerchief who are never night like those of Muslim women. So this offers a modality of cultural distinction. The men appear in Western adaptation fashion with a costume. Religious men are dressed in black and wear payas and black hats like Orthodox Jews from Eastern countries. The paste of henna, which is distributed at the end of the evening, signifies purity and protection. In general, one attributes the henna plant a healing and purification power, which becomes an important meaning during a marriage seen as a rite of passage. The genders were separated for dancing. Only the bride breaks the special frontier between them while dancing in the men's space. The fact that genders are separated along the different rites of the marriage cycle conduct to the assumption that one can find here a reflection of the structure of social organization, which is already applied in the rite and later executed in everyday life. The bride is central during the two evening celebration, the henna and the evening of the chuppa rite, while she can switch between men and female space her partner can't. Women as well as men are porting her on a chair while dancing, and for the masquerade part, she's speared in at first. All deeds about her beauty and purity, she will be the later guardian and reproduction of family tradition. Come to the conclusion. To look at how the identity of the Jewish religious woman was not African origin like today. The field exam. There's one important thing we have to look at this, the ethnic relation and the power distribution, because the part where the wives of the groom family were excluded from the mikveh party, and the groom was from a mixed couple in the local community, because this means a couple from different ethnic origin. And the mother had Tunisian origin, and the father was born in Morocco. And the bride had Jaber origin, which designed her, in the local discourse, a certain prestige. Jaber Jews are seen as guardians of an ancient Jewish tradition, which dates back of the time of the temple. So the fact that the paternal aunts had been excluded from the mikveh party could be seen as a power demonstration of the groom mother, who felt more close with her Tunisian origin to the Jaber family, and who also had a not very strong position in the groom family. So while on the occasion of marriage in a heterogeneous ethnic society, like in the North African Jewish society in Marseille, the places of the ethnic origin groups are also negotiated. So now I come back to the final conclusion. It exists a return of religiosity and tradition. While the women of the first generation, the grandmothers of the couple who were still born in North Africa, never covered their head in daily life, but only for religious and festive occasion, the second generation, the mothers of the couple, started with covering their head during the adult life. The third generation among religious observant Jews covers their head from youth. Also, the average age of marriage has become younger and closer to the first generation, while the second generation of women had mostly chosen an advanced age of marriage after a time of liberty, the actually third generation chose a more traditional orientation. But this comeback of rigidity and tradition does not contradict modernity. As we have seen in the example, women are mainly negotiating the social hierarchy and power in the family sphere. The orientation back to tradition does not exclude divorce. I was stupefied during my search about the amount of divorced. The rising amount of divorce among the second and third generation was covered by remarriage in the community. In fact, Jewish religious women are living a modern way of life, which allows them to find new ways of control hierarchic organization and distribution of power that did not exist in the pure and simple traditional society. The traditional and folkloric aspects of the life reality of a Jewish woman with origins from North Africa can be seen as revitalization of the cultural memory of the ancestor past. To have Oriental roots is less stigmatized today than it has been before. The North African Jews in massacres that I characterize themselves as Sephardim, and this with a certain pride. Yaakov Lupu describes the metamorphosis into Orthodox of the North African Jews, who have been stigmatized as less civilized by the European Jewry. This stigmatization motivated a strong adaptation to the Eastern Judaism among Oriental Jews. As we have seen, religious men are mainly dressing in black for religious occasion. But the fact that ancient traditions are revitalized signifies that the self-perception is changing. Erwin Goffman points out how individuals can deal and manage a stigmatization, and Wolfgang Lipp describes that stigma can be turned by individuals into charisma. The increasing integration of Oriental aspects during a century of passage for the individual as well as the community could be seen as expression of a social and cultural identity that has become more self-confident after a historical rupture. In difference to the local Muslim society, the henna is much more a nostalgic celebration who reminds of a lost past. The Oriental costumes are very superficial, while in a Muslim celebration, the henna feast is seen as a lively link to an existing homeland and less as a memory celebration. My observation, as well as the description of other researchers, shows the flux of Jewish marriage in the Mediterranean and mainly in the context of migration. In an ethnic heterogenic community like Marseille, the social hierarchy and power can be structured with the relying of two local origins. The cultural bricolage that is exposed with this flux of reeds offers a large scale of agencies to social actors. Merci. Je termine là.